So today, Thinking Outside the Book is in the basement of the Ladder Library, where the Friends of the New Orleans Public Library have the backup books for their book sale. We're talking with Dixon Stettler, who's the executive director of the Friends of the New Orleans Public Library. So Dixon, tell us how you got involved with this group.
I have been with Friends for about 5 years, and I have been in New Orleans for about 5 years. I fell in love with the library system here. There are now 15 branches.
What are the goals of the Friends? What do you hope for the future?
Friends is the fundraising arm for the library. This year, we're going to give about $75,000 to the library, and this covers everything from when the microwave in the staff room goes kaput to story time to helping kids write their applications for college, yoga classes. The programming is really phenomenal, and we cover most of it.
The basement of Ladder Library is packed with books. Despite the lack of air conditioning, the brick walls keep it pretty cool, and there are fans everywhere. For a book lover, it's a dream space, with little alcoves filled with books, shelves, and boxes packed with titles, and shopping carts ready to receive donations. Volunteers are all sorting and pricing. Outside, the retail space in the carriage house behind Ladder Library is neatly organized with rooms and rooms of books. There are rooms with just vinyl recordings, tables of audiobooks, a great selection of children's books, to name only a few. The Ladder Library book sale is open every Wednesday and Saturday from 10 to 2. There's also a book sale at Algiers Regional on Saturday from 10 to 2. This book sale, which is such a big undertaking, has been going on for decades, literally. So talk about the process. And here come some books.
Here come some books.
I know.
We have a small army of very dedicated, mostly sweaty volunteers that come in every week. I think we have around 150 volunteer hours every week. These people come all times of the year. We don't have heat or AC down here. We receive several thousand books every week. And they come in from libraries, they come in from bookstores that are going out of business, and mostly they come from individuals. So we take all of these thousands of books and we process them for sale either here or at our Algiers book sale location or at the Palmer Park Arts Market that we do once a month. And we also sell books online. And without this small army of volunteers, we couldn't do this. And all the money that we raise goes directly back to the library.
One of the most successful events the Friends have come up with is the Really, Really Old Book Sale.
The Really, Really Old Book Sale is extremely popular. We have three of them a year. We have a line of at least 50 people waiting for us to open the door each time we have it.
That's fantastic. And they're beautiful books.
One of the greatest perks of being a friend of the New Orleans Public Library is that our members get to come to the Really, Really Old Book Sale first. We have a lot of people join the day before that event just so that they can come and get the really great treasures before everybody else gets to see them.
How many friends do you think you have right now in addition to the army of folks who work on the book sale?
We have around 200 members right now.
And you take donations of books here every Wednesday and Saturday between 10 and 2, right?
We take donations of books and music, DVDs, record albums, and artwork.
The Friends organization has been in existence since 1957. If you're ready to join this sweaty army of volunteers, go to friendsnola.org for info. Join us next week when we talk with volunteer Warren Dufour about the unusual items in the Really, Really Old Book Sale, coming up July 26th and 27th. Thinking Outside the Book exists thanks to the generosity of the Hellas Foundation.